Welcome back into the press box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equirun, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the grand domo of all things, the press box here with two big ones today. Our focus today is down at the Fairgrounds in Louisiana, where we will see great races for both the boys and the girls, and we will go ahead and start out. If my gonculating is correct, as Jethro Bodine would say, it looks like a field of 10 that'll go in the mile and a 16th grade 2 Rachel Alexandra. And I just know enough to be dangerous, Gene, but I'm going to guess that some of the focus in this will be on positive spirit and need supervision.
Well, you know, both of those things are a factor. We will have a field of nine as Chasing Yesterday, the half-sister to American Pharoah, has been scratched by Bob Baffert. So the outside post is going to be vacant, but you have hit on two of the very important horses in this race. Positive Spirit won the grade two Demoiselle in her last start, ridden by Manny Franco, coming in to ride Positive Spirit. The other one you mentioned, Need Supervision, has won over the track, won the Silver Bullet Day here earlier this meet, and did so impressively. So this is a race, Buzzy, a mile and a 16th on the dirt, has points for the Kentucky Oaks, and has become a very prominent race in developing Kentucky Oaks contestants and contenders and primary horses as well.
Okay, so as you look at this field, I mean, obviously, the pedigrees on these horses are just top of the line. And as you mentioned, you know, not only has this event produced a lot of the top contenders and winners for the Oaks, I guess the question is now, not only for trainers, but certainly for the wagering public, is at what stage in that development are they at now?
Well, and that's a very important question because really the horse I really like in this race, Serengeti Empress, is coming off of a bit of a layoff. She ran seventh in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies at Churchill Downs in November. Had a rough trip, did not make the lead, which she prefers, and really didn't like the race at all after that. I mean, if you listen to Tom Amos, one of the most affable and likable and classy trainers in the history of this great sport we had on earlier this week, Tom is bringing her back. This will be her first start since November. She got a little bit of a break,
right.
Got to kind of drop her head and be a horse and eat some natural grass. And so she is going to be making her first start on the return. And, you know, I asked Tom that very question, Buzzy. How do you get one ready for a grade two event off of a layoff and not squeeze the lemon too dry? Because obviously you've got the Louisiana Derby coming up and then ultimately the Kentucky Oaks. So, you know, he said, listen, the filly is doing great. She's training well. She, you know, his question is, can she rate? And that's a legitimate question.
Sure.
Does she have to have the lead? And there are fillies that just have to have the lead. Now, I mean, you know, when she's had the lead, Buzzy, she's won impressively. She won by nearly 20 at Churchill Downs last year. So this filly has got a world of speed. She is coming back off a layoff. Are they going to try to see if she can rate a bit? So there are a lot of questions going into the Rachel Alexandra.
So the question for me is then, how do you play them?
Well, I'm going to go with the horse I like the best, and I just can't get off the idea that the best horse, in my view, is Serengeti Empress. Trained by Tom Amos, as we mentioned, going to be ridden by James Graham, who is the leading rider at Fairgrounds this meet, has been the leading rider since day one, has ridden just outstanding throughout the entire meet. I'm going to go with Serengeti Empress, but I'm going to use right there with her, Need Supervision. This filly looks so impressive in the Silver Bullet Day. I'm going to go with those two primarily, and I may use a little bit of a long shot. Wayne Catalano has got a Candy Ride daughter in here by the name of Leora. And so I'm going to use Serengeti Empress, Need Supervision, and Leora.
Okay, so that takes us from the Rachel Alexandra to the Risen Star, which will also take place down at the Fairgrounds. You had, I believe, 15 that were entered. Grade two, mile and the 16th on the dirt.
Yeah, and, you know, again, you've got a scratch in here. The horse that Baffert has, Kingly, a son of Tappet, will not be making the trip from the West Coast. So that allows for Gunnett to get in on the far outside. That's a very difficult post as well. But Gunnett, Buzzy, is a very talented son of Tappet, trained by Steve Asmussen for the Winchell Thoroughbreds LLC. He gets into the race, but what a race. Outstanding from pillar to post. And just a plethora of wagering opportunities in here, Buzzy. I'm going to have to go with two or three horses that I'd like. I want to give you a couple of long shots in here as well. But War of Will, a son of Warfront out of out of the dam, who's Settler's Wells mare. This colt looks like he is bred from top to bottom for the grass, but he has excelled on the dirt. He has a difficult post, breaking from the 13 post for Mark Cassie, but he gets Tyler Gaffleon coming in from Gulfstream to ride. War of Will, he looks so impressive in winning the LeCompte Stakes, the Grade 3 LeCompte, which is a prep for this race. Buzzy, the Risen Star, going a mile 16th on the dirt. If he can just find a nice running spot early on, I really think War of Will is going to be awfully tough to beat. There's a couple in here that I really like that are longer odds too, Buzzy. And if you want me to give you those, I'm sitting on pins and needles.
Come on, let's go. Now you say that about War of Will, and I just want to ask a question. But War of Will, as good as he was in a LeCompte, not scaring anybody off, Manny Waugh, who was third in that race, Hog Creek Hustle second in that race, and then Ghost Chase the Ghost, the son of Ghost Zapper, who was sixth in that race, and the seventh place and fifth place finishers, Royland and Plus Q Parfait, all coming back to take another shot at War of Will.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that as they stretch out a little bit farther for the Risen Star, a lot of the connections are looking to maybe gain a little bit of an edge as they get farther.
Gotcha.
In the distances. I really think War of Will proved a big point for me, is that his races on the dirt have just been excellent. And this pedigree offers a lot of endurance and the ability to go longer as we get into those distances as well, Buzzy. You know, War of Will, I was one very skeptical of because of the pedigree. I just thought that this horse was a little bit more fashioned for the grass. But obviously Mark Cassie and his connections know a whole lot more than a would-be handicapper. So I just think the horse has looked so impressive. He's done it so easily and so much in hand that he really hasn't been challenged much. I think he'll get a challenge in the Risen Star, and I think you know, he's going to be tested a little bit more than he was in the LeCompte.
Okay, so the question is, how are you going to do it?
Well, there's a couple in here that I think are worth taking a look at that are probably going to be big prices. One is the two-horse Royland. This is another Tom Amos horse, getting James Graham. Ran seventh in the LeCompte. This is a horse that will be coming from late in the proceedings. He's going to be a deep closer by successful appeal. I don't think he can fall 20 lengths out of it. I think, you know, in talking with Tom earlier this week, if he can be about 10 lengths back rather than 20, his late run may be a little bit more successful. I just really think that they're going to put him a little bit more into the race early on. Tom talks about tailing the horse at the starting gate, and that means just kind of holding his tail up by the starting assistant. So you see a guy in the starting gate, you'll be there with the horse, you'll see him raise his tail up, and that just puts a little of the weight balance on the front so that he gets a little bit more firm start. And I think Royland, it'll be an interesting watch to see how he breaks, where they put him, and how he can finish, but maybe a little bit closer to the pace. To his immediate outside is a horse named Mr. Money. I think this horse is really training well. I think he ran fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile to game winner. I think it's be his first start for 19, but Mr. Money looks like a horse that's sitting on a really go race for me. And two more horses I want to mention underneath. Lemonite is one trained by Steve Asmussen, going to be ridden by Brian Hernandez. He ran third in the Kentucky Jockey Club in the fall. This is a son of Lemon Drop Kid. He's going to be a deep closer. I don't know if Mile of 16th is going to get it done for him, but I think he could be kind of making a run late. He's worth taking a watch, maybe a little bit underneath of the others. And also Frolic Moore, a son of More Than Ready, trained by Dallas Stewart, ran second in a Fairgrounds allowance race on January the 17th. I really like that race. I really think if he can come out of that race and move up a little bit off of that conditioning, he could be a big price, gets Corey Lannery in the saddle. I'm going to take War of Will on top and across the board, Buzzy, but I'm going to use underneath Royland, Mr. Money, Lemonite, and Frolic Moore.
And, of course, you can get all of Gene's picks for the fairgrounds and throughout the weekend at one spot. That's thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, may you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. I look forward to seeing you in the winner's circle.